Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
You're building a kingdom, but it's just the most, like, Sodom and Gomorrah. The most decadent, sinful...
I had two people in my squad, my gang. One of them was murdered already when we went to go try to take over a thug thing that you can take to get your businesses going. And the other one, I think she just died last night, but I didn't save it. I was testing out if I could do it or not, and then I quit.
Save's coming.
Yeah, I was like, can I do this one? It seems it might be difficult without the third person. And it was. She died. I made it. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to keep that, because... She died.
Well, that's always exciting. But welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony. I have the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you. Enjoying today's dish with you is Jared, Sven, and Michael. Say hello to your fellow diners, guys.
Hello, fellow diners, guys.
I knew he was going to say that. As soon as he opened his mouth, I knew he was going to say that.
Your peach and spediment get the best of you for a second?
Yeah. Make fun of the guy who has a speech impediment. Ha, 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 ha.
Hor, hor,
ho. Okay, Porky, calm down.
Start spitting.
Wait, Yui, I'm surprised we don't call you Porky.
No, we call him Garbage Can.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Okay.
He answered for everyone.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
We've been hanging out for 2 hours. I realize this is an audio medium, and people will not realize that, but anything that we needed to really say to each other has been said, except for the chuckle fuck across from me, who decided not to show up early.
I mean, he was sleeping. Sven was up at
excuses.
6
a.m. I was sleeping!
Sven was up. Sven didn't sleep at all, so...
Well, he can function in no sleep.
No,
somehow.
He can't.
No, he does better than I do.
Well, that's because you're a bitch.
Wow.
I have to get at least 3 or 4 hours in there.
Well, I hope you guys aren't tired today, because we are talking, as soon as I can find the fucking thing.
Anthony lost it. He broke it. Episode's over. We're taking over.
I found it.
Oh.
Hijacking this son of a bitch.
We're talking about, as you can see from the episode, Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Everyone I know nothing about it.
Yes, Slutty Hot Ho.
Yeah.
Nothing about it.
America's very
is
first.
Is this the Headless story. Horseman?
This is the Headless Horseman. Yeah.
Okay.
With the buck
rain, okay.
All that.
That's all I know, so yay.
You've not read or seen Sleepy Hollow, have you?
I have. Somebody's here.
Is there an intruder?
God, I hope not.
Be a bad day for them.
I think that was a knocking at your garage door?
Well, this is. We're below the dining room.
Sounded like you came from
so that would be the kitchen.
You're not gonna go up and check?
Nah, that's fine.
Alright.
Okay.
There are 4 grown men here. If there is a home invader.
Excuse me, 3.5.
I have mild sunburn, so I'm kind of.
I have a burnt hand.
We have two able bodied
all
fat
together.
I'm delicate.
Okay, we have 1.5. That's kind of
I will make
we have weapons down here, though.
I'll take the first stab wound.
We
I'll run at them.
I'm going to tell you right now, you fucking hit someone with that real good. Gonna hurt.
Yeah, we got some frozen meat.
Gonna hurt, Tater. That,
anyway,
too.
Anyway, so
we also
yeah.
have those little bungee cord things. We can whip them.
Lasso that boy.
So, yeah, what do you guys know about this Legend of Sleepy Hollow?
I know that Disney did it, right?
There was a movie.
There was.
I know
there's been a couple movies.
Yeah.
With Johnny Depp.
Yep, you picked the least accurate movie you could have picked.
Least accurate. I mean, I will give it credit for being a fun ride, but it is the least accurate.
Yeah,
there are several Harry Potter actors in that film.
There's several Tim Burton actors in that film. It's a Tim Burton film.
Yeah.
Is Helena Bonham Carter in it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Michael Gambon is in it. I don't remember his name, but Mr.
I'm pretty
Dursley.
Sure Helena Bonham Carter plays one of the main women of that movie. Like, she
probably,
always does.
Probably. You know, he tries to ask for a fucking three... He's been asking for a three-way forever. No, fuck this movie, by the way, because every time it's fucking type Sleepy Hollow.
That's the movie you get?
Yeah, it comes up with this, as opposed to, you know, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
The Bigfoot's in the building. He had to take a leak.
There's a horror film from, like, the early 2000s called The Hollow. That's, like, loosely based off of Sleepy Hollow with, you know, the Headless Horseman. He's got, like, a demon pumpkin head. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Focusing on a teenage one. But, so, yeah, let me tell you. This story...
It's crazy.
...is a fucking drag to get through.
It's... Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, guys, guess what? It's old English stories, and it's boring as fuck.
It was written by Washington Irving, first published in 1819. Two stories were published under the same thing. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle.
Washington Irving sounds like a slut.
Yeah. So
he was.
I listened to two different audiobooks. And by that, I mean I listened to the first 5 minutes of one and listened to the first 5 minutes of another one, then looked up a summary to get the full story.
That boring, huh?
I'm glad you asked, Jared.
Chapter 1. Ichabod Crane.
Oh, you wish. You fucking wish it starts with that. I have the Legend of British
Empire first established the colonies.
Is it anything like Herman Melville's Moby Dick, where there are just chapter-long tangents about the logistics of whaling?
To properly carve a pumpkin, you must rub it first in oil of the beeswax.
One must first understand that to run a colony, you must get in the mindset
really
of the animal
funny,
who lives there.
But you're very incorrect. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The manufacturing of gravestones. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away,
I just want to read the first
in the
sentence.
Town of Heapy Swallow.
Just the first sentence, please.
Wait,
can you give me the first sentence?
Pretty good.
That's all I want.
Okay.
In the bosom of one of those spacious coves was the indent of the eastern shore of the Hudson. At that broad expansion of the river dominated by the ancient Dutch navigators, the Tappan Zee, and where they always prudently short sailed and implored the protection of St. Nicholas when they crossed, there lies a small market town or rural port, which some call Greensburg, but which is generally more properly known by the name of Tarrytown.
The Tarrytown murders
that...
is my fucking matter.
That is a run-on sentence.
I died there for a minute.
That's the first fucking sentence. And it doesn't even talk about Sleepy Hollow. As a matter of fact, there's...
What do you mean?
That's not Sleepy Hollow.
Why does Instagram have lots of sexy goth women and not goth men?
I don't know. I'm looking at The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
But no, that's the first sentence out of four paragraphs. And on the fourth paragraph, that's when Sleepy Hollow is first mentioned. Yeah, he's a fucking drag.
And then the rabbit fucked another rabbit. Oh, and then we look over here.
Oh.
And the farmer's tilling his garden.
Believe it or not,
we're
no
not
rabbits.
Even too sleepy, Hollow.
Squirrels are mentioned before rabbits. Someone specifically hunting squirrels is mentioned before we talk about Sleepy Hollow.
I'm gonna get him where my family.
Concerning the construction of lamps.
Yeah, basically, it's awful. And Heather told me it was awful. She's like, it's gonna be bad. And I didn't expect how bad
now,
it was gonna be.
One may ask, how do you make a torch? Oh,
I think, as much shit as we're giving this, we should go through this sentence and really deconstruct what the author was intending to convey to us.
So,
Anthony, until I say stop, please read.
Okay, would you like me to just get to the first comma?
Yeah, sure.
In the bosom of one of the spacious coves which indent the eastern shore of the Hudson.
Right. So, in a town where the fucking Hudson is, like, right there next to the east coast,
right? You're in, like, a little inlet.
Yeah, you're in an inlet. You're in a valley next to the fucking Hudson. So, hang on. Let's make the notes. Hang on.
Oh.
Let me...
Oh,
hang on.
Notes.
No, I'm not taking notes. I just want to read the actual how we should do this. So, let me start a new note. In a valley... next to the Hudson. Hang on. Okay.
At that broad expansion of the river denominated by the ancient Dutch navigators, the Tappan Zee.
Means nothing.
It was the Hudson was named by ancient Dutch navigators.
Yes.
Thanks. Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, yeah, that's actually that Dutch be. Bitches.
Sorry to any of our Dutch
gravel making 101.
Okay.
And where they always prudently shortened sail.
Where they stopped.
Now, one man, how does one sail? Well, really, best quite a matter of physics.
The best hauls in the whole nation are right here in a valley next to the Hudson, which Dutch navigators named
Town.
Where they stopped in Tarrytown.
Tarrytown is the only town on the Hudson where the women will also tell you how to make wood chips.
And implore the protection of St. Nicholas when they crossed.
Santa Claus helps.
There lies a small market town or rural port.
Here's the town.
Which some is called Greensburg.
Which is named two different things.
But is generally and properly known by the name of Tarrytown.
Okay. Is that the first sentence?
That's the first sentence.
So what I got, in a valley next to the Hudson, which Dutch navigators named, where they stopped, Santa Claus helped them cross, here's the town, we call it Tarrytown.
Yeah, that could have definitely been like, Tarrytown's a... We don't need to talk about Tarrytown.
It could have been.
The bustling metropolis of the future.
Yeah, it's,
That's so fucking so much to get through.
There's so much to get through.
Tarrytown, often marked by the screams of cicadas.
Cicada is an insect.
Tarrytown, also known as Santa Claus's village.
Oh. Anyway.
Old Saint Nicopolis.
You scared to push past
that? Let's get
wrong up
on this. I just want to read this part about Sleepy Hollow. Because it's considered to be, you know, as a drowsy, dreamy influence seems to hang over it.
Oh, everyone's drunk. That's great.
And there
even
are...
the people that live there think it's boring.
Well, you see, the people who live there, they have two theories why it's so...
Well, the people that live there are elves, Sven, so you're making fun of elves.
They think it's boring because Santa. Everyone talks like that first sentence.
So...
Shocker, did you go see Margaret, son? Daughter of Danielle, who liveth down the road across the way under the black willow tree.
Black willow, which was planted in 1701.
Named by the Swahili.
Oh, I remember that when Santa came back from there and had the tree all day. The village in Swahili was interesting. It was located near the Amazon River.
Listen, I know, okay? I said I didn't know anything about Sleepy Hollow. I know about Sleepy Hollow. It's a long, fucking, stupid story.
Yeah, it is.
It's a long
story. It's
made more fun than it actually is.
So. Well, see, but the thing is when they remake it, cutting out the fat is not how I would say it. They cut out 90% of what it actually is.
Yeah.
You just get to the ghost story and the pumpkin head dude, and then everyone's happy.
Yeah, we'll get into that when we get to that.
Which is in an hour and a half, so buckle up, gentlemen!
Not even.
I know.
So, there are two theories to why Sleepy Hollow is supposedly has this atmosphere.
Yep.
That either it was bewitched by a German doctor.
Yep. Damn Germans.
I go and curse all your land, you'll never
this
be
is not enough! It's the drugs! The drugs in the air!
It is me, Herr Kersentaunen.
It's so good!
Man, this is really funny. I can't wait for the guys to do the next one.
Oh, sorry. I actually do know the German for this. It would be Herr Hexentaunen.
Hexentaunen. I can't wait for you guys to do the next one. Or...
I was going to say First Nation people drugged them.
Indian chief, yeah. The prophet or wizard of his tribe who held his powwows here. Yeah, Jared? Go ahead.
Indian. Yeah. Number of statements wrong.
Yes.
Indian. Prophet. Wizard. This is a bad town because a Native American chief held his hachas here.
I have come here to hold purpose with my people. Now the white man has come and taken my land. They will be cursed forever to be bland. No hot topics for you. Just Chief Running Wind is right. We must stop the white man from taking more of our land. I suggest we call on our prophet, sees all but knows nothing, or our wizard, cast a big spell.
This is so bad. I'm sorry, guys.
I just want to apologize to the indigenous people.
Nations people, please. We realize we are being jackasses. We do apologize, but it's the fucking story, man. It's so dumb.
This one was going through their head. Putting you in their time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, basically the whole intro of the story is just talking about why Sleepy Hollow is there, why, apparently,
It's because the natives founded it, and fucking the white guys are like, yeah, this is good land.
Specifically, good land. Hendrik Hudson.
The Dutch navigator.
The Hendrik Hudson.
Cousin to Santa Claus.
So, let's talk about the legend, the actual legend of this.
Okay.
So, it involves Ichabod Crane.
Sure it does. Isn't
she Dutch?
Ichabod Crane.
I'll shave off your beard in your sleep.
Please don't.
Cut off your ponytail when you're not looking.
All things just keep getting better.
So, Ichabod Crane, he's a young school teacher from Connecticut. And he comes to the town to teach.
Sure.
I've come to teach the children everything I know. It's
definitely because he didn't get ran out of town from the last one.
I may or may not have had an inappropriate relationship, but we're going to move past that. I'm here to teach.
How come you always say stuff that comes way worse without...
Quasimodo and Ringo Starr
and Rango.
I'm here to teach.
And Ichabod Crane, if you guys have seen the Disney shorts...
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's very well described. He's a very lanky, big... You know, got a really large nose. He's very
so he's a Jewish boy.
No, because I said big nose. You went Jewish, Jared? You have a big nose.
It's Old English.
You fucking.
I mean,
guinea.
If we're already gonna go the route of you know how they talk about Native Americans, let's just be honest here. What most of these things turn into.
Jews can't be white.
I know a ginger is a Jew. So
this takes place in 17.
I think anybody can be.
This takes place in 1701.
And
I don't know if it's Jewish.
Anthony, the Jewish people have been discriminated against since the dawn of time for no reason, except for the fact.
I think in the 1700s it was more of a Puritan vibe going on.
Anyway,
so he's lean, and he's superstitious.
Okay.
So he goes to Sleepy Hollow to teach the kids, and while he's there, you know, not only does he's a great teacher, actually, he's a very good teacher. You know, he'll walk kids back to their homes, and then he'll stay there and work with their parents and their farms and stuff, so he can get food, because teachers don't get paid well.
Wow. My things have really changed now.
I'm so glad our society has stepped away from such a barbaric
and terrible use of their system.
So, he's a schoolmaster, you know.
Because he's the only teacher?
Yep. He helps out all the mothers. And because of this...
Helps out the mothers.
Yeah, you know, with their chores.
I'll help you with that. Mrs. Foghorn Leghorn.
I'll say what now?
Have you ever heard of the clitoris?
Clitoris there.
Guys, we are this far down. This far down on the fucking wiki page. We gotta let him talk a little bit.
So, even though he's a very, you know, not the most masculine looking guy.
Yeah.
And we'll get into Butch
that
later.
Goes over very well in those times.
We actually have, sorry, I had more character names and it almost popped up really weird. Sorry. But, we'll get up to Brom later. But he's very popular with the women.
Ichabod?
Yeah. Ichabod. He's very...
You fuck boy.
Yeah, because, you know, he's taking care of the children. He's helping you with your chores. People are seeing him as very, like, he's helpful around the house.
An upstanding man.
Yeah.
Definitely not doing it for ulterior motives.
No, not for stays and their
food.
Because even though he's a skinny little boy, he is well known to eat a whole Thanksgiving dinner by himself.
I know plenty of skinny boys like that.
You know what? Actually, let's break this down. If
is a skinny boy?
Yep. Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys, she's actually a boy.
If this teacher, who by all accounts sounds like a good teacher, you know, really works with the students to make sure that they understand things, comes to your house and does work for you?
Yeah, I'm going to make him dare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Icky Bog sounds like a decent guy.
So far. Emphasis on so far, because...
Great.
He's, yeah, we'll get it.
Like Archdeacon Claude Frollo.
Pretty cool guy.
I help this man when no one else will.
So,
let it
throughout his adventures, he meets, Katrina Van Tassel.
Miss Van Tassel, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you see, not only is he the school teacher, but he's also the music teacher.
Excellent.
And he gives private lessons.
Oh.
So, you know, he'll go to people's houses, he'll help them.
Jimmy, put this flute up your ass and blow.
And what happens is he gets a lesson from the Van Tassels. Her father says, hey, her father, Baltus Van Tassel. And Ichabod walks in the door and he sees this great house. He sees, you know, plenty of food, all this space, and he sees this 18-year-old, thank God, 18, by the way, that's actually the story.
18. Wow.
I know.
Really progressive.
God, thank God for Washington Irving doing this.
Yes.
A
manor, pretty much.
Yeah, a manor. And he goes, I'm going to marry this woman so I can obtain all this wealth.
I mean, it's not great, but I wouldn't consider it out of the way for that time period, you know?
That's fair.
Unless she starts fucking killing people.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, Katrina, she's, you know, he's flirting with her, she's flirting back with him.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, Miss Katrina.
I knew a hot Katrina. My uncle dated her.
I knew
your
Katrina.
Your nipple tassels are looking...
It destroyed Louisiana.
I was going to go there. Yeah, wow. I wasn't going there, but you did.
Well, who knows Louisiana?
I know Katrina in the waves.
Do we need Louisiana, though?
No.
Cajuns.
No.
You're disrespecting his heritage.
Come get y'all shrimp.
Good food, but other than that...
That's the French and the Spaniards, the Mexicans.
Yeah, but New Orleans and your whole...
Yeah, New Orleans, which is French.
Yeah, Spanish. But it's in that...
No. Oh, because it's south?
Mexico is very close to France, to be fair.
No, Saint-Denis being your relative, you know...
Saint-Denis has nothing to do with France. Nothing to do with New Orleans.
I thought he was in New Orleans.
No, you're thinking of Saint Denis from fucking Red Dead 2, which is based off of New Orleans.
Okay.
Different. But you see, with Katrina being a young, eligible bachelorette, daughter of this fortune, basically, there's also Abraham. Abraham Van Brunt.
Anthony's related to a video game.
Honest Abe.
Honest Abe.
Dishonest Abe.
Also known as Brom Bones.
Brom Bones.
Brom Bones.
I wish I could have a name that slaps so hard.
Rombos, this is great. This is amazing.
Shit, that's good.
He's the Tom Rowdy boy. He's the strong one. He's the
Andrew Pindador.
He is.
With a name like Brom Bones?
He's double fucking B. Get the fuck out his way!
Double fucking
bitch,
B.
Bitch, get out
this
the
man
way.
Is ripped. Fucking cutting wood, shirtless. With suspenders.
He's doing the Captain America thing. He's ripping
it in half.
People look at him and they say, that's Terrytown's ass.
I wish he'd do to me what he'd do to that wood.
Terrytown and Sleepy Hollow are different places.
That's Sleepy Hollow's ass.
Yeah, part of the Sleepy Hollow Boys, which is that is a sentence.
Hang on.
The Sleepy Hollow Boys.
That sounds like a gay club.
Yeah, no, that's...
Is he himbo?
That is a gentleman's club, and yes, he is himbo.
Is he dumb?
No, he's very smart.
He's not a himbo. Yeah.
He's a chap?
By the way, he's basically
Okay, not dumb, but he's you said he's super intelligent. How super intelligent? Has he got golden retriever energy or himbo energy?
More towards himbo.
Okay.
Like Gaston, but thinking Gaston.
Okay.
So, here's a quote from the story.
Gaston was a fuck.
Yeah.
has long been known by the name Sleepy Hollow, and its rustic lads are called the Sleepy Hollow Boys.
That's a sentence
in
a book, huh?
Do they sing and dance?
I don't know. They're just... That's just the story.
Oh, that's all they give you?
Yeah. The people who live there are Sleepy Hollow Boys.
Oh, merry men!
So... Now, they're both...
That's bad. Really, really, really bad.
They're both trying to... You know, so they're basically going against each other.
It makes me really mad!
He likes to get paid. Instead of laid. So he starts doing pranks because Ichabod, he loves scary horror. He likes to hear scary stories. He's also a fucking coward and terrified and superstitious.
Oh my god, I'm Ichabod. Just not as handsome.
So, fuck. So there would be some... So Bones would do some pranks on him, you know? He would vandalize the schoolhouse.
That is so funny.
He taught a dog to make annoying whelps. And he brought that funny. To the Van Tassel house, so during Katrina's lesson, the dog would just whelp.
Who is killing a dog?
So, he's just in the distance.
Yeah, basically.
For those of you who home for an audio
cue.
Yeah, Anthony was tweaking his nipples while he was slapping there. Really give to the scenery.
So, and then it all... It starts to accumulate, where eventually... The Van Tassels are throwing a party at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And Giga Chad Rom Bones is there, as well as Ichabod, who's... Ichabod? Fucking all the women are loving Ichabod, including Katrina, who, you know, Rom Bones will come near her, and then she'll start, you know, getting close towards Ichabod.
Yep.
These are two very basic characters. Ichabod is the weaselly, lying incel. People only like him because he makes an effort to be deceptively charismatic. And Brom is like the misogynistic manly man. And that's all these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till about Katrina. So.
Dick's bigger than both of theirs.
So what happens is, here is where Brom, trying to terrify Ichabod, tells him the story of the Headless Horseman.
Okay.
Which, you know, we can finally talk about the Headless Horseman. So, the Headless Horseman is apparently a soldier who lost his head from a cannon.
What a shot.
Yeah. During the Battle of Plain Whites in 1776, he was decapitated by an American cannonball, and his shattered remains of the head were left on the battlefield while his comrades carried his body away.
So he's a Brit.
Buried. Yeah.
He was a redcoat.
Yeah, he was a redcoat.
Well, fuck him then.
So every now and then he will rise as a living ghost, seeking for his lost head, wielding a jack-o'-lantern.
Have you seen my head? Beautiful head is gone.
Yes, he was played by Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he was. He was played in the
movie. Oh, is that what you were doing? I thought you were like some nondescript
Dracula
European country.
Here's the thing.
I was like, the British soldier.
Yeah, here's the thing. So you said, well, fuck him then. But like, would we really be any worse had we lost the Revolutionary War? They have health care. Just saying. We might have to bow to a tyrannical old bitch.
I mean, look at Canada.
But, like,
they got their freedom.
Healthcare.
So,
I don't know.
I wish Sweden would invite more people. I think Sweden has a great thing going for them, and we just need to be more like Sweden.
Notoriously neutral, though.
Exactly.
Brom, he talks about how he actually raced the Headless Horseman.
Oh.
Yeah, for some juice.
I raced the Headless Horseman, and I won my juice, my friend.
Technically, as Brom talked about this, when he approached the bridge and crossed over it, when he turned around, the Headless Horseman was gone.
He was magically gone.
He was.
I was not afraid. What about you, Ichabod?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, that's basically what's going down. Is Ichabod's terrified, and Braum leaves the party.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you actually won it.
So, and you know, the Headless Horseman is a legend in the Sleepy Hollow in this story. So, you know, people are like, "Oh yeah, yeah." So, more stories of the Headless Horseman keep are getting passed around.
I saw him when I was taking a shit last night.
And then, he, you know, Braum originally was going to propose to Katrina. You know, no one can see you looking at your heads back and forth.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So, what happened? So, Braum left because he figured out he wasn't going to be able to properly propose with Ichabod there.
Yep.
Coward.
And so, instead, Ichabod tries to take Rude. Katrina's hand.
Oh.
Now, we never find out what happens.
I'm sorry, what?
All we know is that Ichabod left the party dejected and sad.
Okay.
I have a couple guesses.
Katrina, so the biggest theory is that...
Ichabod, I'm a lesbian.
Well, no.
That's a much better...
I'm not licking the lips.
Katrina was playing coy with Braum. She was making him jealous using Ichabod.
Oh, okay. What a fucking bitch.
So, Ichabod, rise home.
I'm sorry, I just can't get away from his giant cock.
No offense, Ichabod.
No, Jared over here trying to be Ron Bones.
I know.
I'm just trying to get...
No, I bet you are.
You said big cock, though.
You said big cock.
Because
I love you.
I diagnose you with big cock, big 19.
Ichabod, you know, because he's a stranger, he had to borrow a horse. And the horse's name is Gunpowder. Fuck, I had to get the description of Gunpowder, because...
What a name for a horse?
What a description for a horse, trust me.
It's got four legs, and hooves, and a mane. Sometimes it whinnies.
So, Gunpowder is described as a broken-down plow horse, gaunt and shagged, with an ewe neck and a hammer head. His rusty mane and tail were tangled and knotted with burrs. One eye had lost his pupil while glaring at Spectral, but the other had a gleam of the genuine devil in it.
People are going to say, like, this is like Satan's horse. And I would like to counteract that no, it's not. Satan, being the lord of the underworld himself, would have a much... much nicer horse.
Yes.
I'll name it Gunpowder, because eventually I'm going to have to put her down.
I'm going to go ahead and just try it with Gunpowder and test out these new explosives. I'm going to call it C4 and see what happens.
There's this fancy thing the Chinese people use. They go boom in the sky. I'm going to shove one up its ass and see what happens.
Now, I just want to say Gunpowder is very much known for guns at this point.
Yes.
It's used in fireworks.
Yes, but before it's not called firework powder, it's called gunpowder. So guess what it was used for?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just being historically accurate.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
they had it first.
Yeah, because they shoved gunpowder up the horse's ass. Is that historically accurate?
No.
How about
no.
your accents? Those historically accurate?
Yes. No, I'm saying the gunpowder was the Chinese thing. That's why they made their firework. Anyway.
So, as, you know, Ichabod and Gunpowder are trotting away...
terrible horse.
Suddenly behind him, he noticed that there's a figure keeping pace. You know, at a safe distance, but following him. And Ichabod will speed up, and the person following him would also speed up. Ichabod will slow down, the person will also slow down. Keeping this the same pace over and over. This is after he passed a tulip tree.
Okay.
So, he kept going, and then he finally was able to lighten up the person following him, and he realized that the person had no head. Holy fucking shit! It's the Headless Horseman.
It's the Horseless Head Man.
Goddamn those peach impediments.
So terrible. So, he goes. Ichabod fucking goes. Matter of fact, he rides so hard he loses his saddle. It has to ride Gunpowder. Bareback.
Bareback.
Yeah, that's what it's called when you don't have a saddle on a horse. It's called bareback. Yeah.
I know what it's called.
So.
It's the hash slinging slasher, guys.
The hash free. The hash swinging. The smash tinging.
So he rides to the bridge where he knows that he can, if he crosses it, the Dutchman, fuck you guys. The headless horseman.
The shipless Dutchman.
Got him.
It'll disappear.
Right, because he can't cross water because of reasons.
He runs, he gets across the bridge, and like a fucking dumbass, he stops and turns around. To which the headless horseman lifts off his severed head and throws it at him.
His actual head or his pumpkin head? His actual head. Yep.
Yeah, there is no pumpkin head in the story.
Have at me.
And Ichabod attempts to dodge, but instead the missile strikes his head, sending him tumbling down off of his horse.
Dexterity save. Failed.
It's a crit one, my friend! It's a crit one! Ha!
Send my regards to Herr Hexentaunen.
So, the next morning, Ichabod isn't nowhere to be found. He doesn't show up for breakfast, dinner, doesn't show up for school. He's gone.
It's possible, guys. Maybe he had a panic attack and went into a stress coma, because holy shit, you just got hit with
We'd go look for him, but quite honestly, people die of animals all the time. It is 1701.
And he stole the horse from up the way.
He stole gunpowder.
From the guard barracks. Now the horse.
Well, no, they probably go looking for the horse. They don't give a shit that he was gone.
The horse was on its deathbed getting ready to be blown up with fireworks. What do they care? Yeah,
that's exactly why. It's the only entertainment they had in this dull-ass town.
He and Brom Bones ran away together and became gay lovers.
You wish. They found a damaged saddle and a smashed pumpkin. And,
He stole the saddle, too. That some bitch.
No, the saddle's there. They found the saddle. It was broken.
If he broke the saddle, that some bitch.
And, because Ichabod was a bachelor and didn't owe anyone money, people were like, fuck him. And they stopped caring.
Alright.
He's a middle-aged white dude. What were you expecting?
Yeah. Like, and this actually ends up leading to Brom Bones marrying Katrina.
As he should.
Marrying or burying?
Marrying.
Okay.
As he should.
Yep.
As our hero of the story should.
And basically, what ends up being basically so told out is someone asks Brom Bones at the wedding, hey, whatever happened to Ichabod, you know? And he gives a knowing look and laughs.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, if he can read through that.
He had the big himbo energy going on.
He was the headless horseman.
He was the headless horseman.
And he just scared off
the fucker. I scared the living shit out of the little fucker.
What do you mean you don't get it?
No, I get it.
Okay.
Did he fucking kill him?
No, he scared him off.
Yeah, it was just throwing the pumpkin because he would assume the headless horseman was real, and then he ran off. And it's like, I don't have to deal with that little fuck anymore.
Yeah, that's basically the implication.
Sounds like
stop trying to fuck my girl.
Everyone sounds like a cunt here.
So, yeah, pretty much. Nobody's truly as good as they are.
That's basically it. And also,
speak
what happens
for yourself,
is
you toad.
The schoolhouse shuts down because he was the only teacher.
Yep.
And so people also think that that's haunted by a cabal of spirits.
Well, fucking done, Brom Bones. Now your whole society is fucking languishing.
But we live in a society.
So you can get some rich ass.
Yeah, basically that's what it comes down to. There are other characters as well, like Dieter Knickerbocker.
Okay. Try my Dieter Knickerbocker call.
What did you say his name was?
Dieter Knickerbocker.
So it's Dieter Pants, gotcha.
Yep.
Dieter Neighborbocker.
Got it. No, Knickerbocker.
Redenbacher, got it.
He's the narrator.
Pepperidge Farm.
Just as bad as Neighbor, I tell ya.
Yeah. We have Hans von Ripper, who is the Dutch farmer who lends Ichabod gunpowder.
Lends him gunpowder. Okay. Left that part out. But.
No, I didn't. He just didn't pay attention. And that's
you're right.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's the story of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, that's it. That's the legendary.
I cannot fathom reading this in Old English.
Yeah, no.
Try listening to it.
This is such a boring story.
What if you got it read to you by Morgan Freeman?
No.
No. No. Jared, I tried one with just reading it. I tried one with, like, which is an audio play where multiple people are doing it, and it was still bad. Let me,
excuse me. They don't let me do them.
Let me just play the first bit. I got a minute 11, and I just want to play
the beat. Not far from this village, perhaps about 2 miles, there was a little valley, or rather lap of land, among high hills.
Why are you reading it in Siri's voice?
I love this book. It's my favorite book ever.
Why is the person who does Siri's voice in, like, Google, like... Oh, you know why it's the free version? Because they just scan the pages and whatever. Yeah, and it's phonetic. Okay.
I also listened to, and nothing against, Chilling Tales for Dark Nights. Again.
Podcast?
No, just a YouTube audio. Gotcha. It was, they did an audiobook, and they were going to have, everyone would have their own people and all that. It's just bad.
Boring.
It's nothing against.
It's just
that.
A boring story.
It's so boring.
That is why the movies are so inaccurate, because they try to make a really boring story watchable.
Actually, the Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, the 1949 Disney one, is highly accurate. It's just not boring.
It's also just fucking over the top. See, that's my thing. Like, the only other way to do it would be a cartoon where you can get creative with it.
It's like a 10-minute cartoon, because that's it.
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Also, apparently, there was a television film, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Which starred Jeff Goldblum as Ichabod Crane.
Yep.
I don't remember that.
They just recently did another TV show. I think it was called Hollow or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
Where it's, he's Ichabod Crane from the past helping solve murders in current time. Like,
he never had anything to do with
that. I don't give a shit, Sven!
You see, that's coming from the Sleepy Hollow movie where they turned Ichabod Crane into a cop.
Yes.
What?
Does Jeff Goldblum have kids?
Does anybody know if he had kids?
I don't know. Must with multiple women.
Because I was going to say, he gives off with his age now.
Yes, like, he has two. What? Charlie Ocean and River Joe.
Yeah, because he gives off Dill for even...
And look what I never noticed.
What comes out again, yeah. You didn't know that?
No. I just thought it was bad.
There's two
clips. Sven is learning how a pop socket works.
Anyway,
Sven just learned how a
Jeff
pop socket
Goldblum
works.
With his age gives off Dilf, or even if you go He's further.
Gilf. Yeah, it's Gilf definitely energy. Gilf energy.
He is 68.
He has Gilf energy no matter if he's had kids or not.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking, like,
listen, he's somebody's granddaddy.
Yeah. There's also a 1922 silent film.
That sounds really great.
Called The Headless Horseman, which was...
As long as the music's decent with it. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you're thinking of Sleepy Hollow, a crime horror series, where they end up also making him the horse of death.
Yes,
the horseman of the apocalypse.
Yes.
We have, of course, the film adaptation, The Smurfs, Legend of Smurfy Hollow.
No.
Yes.
You know what I think would be cool? Yes. We talk about this...
Oh, no, I know they did it. I'm just saying no.
Is it Trollobod Crane?
Yes. It's Smurf.
Smurfabod.
It doesn't matter. We need to redo this, right? And we have Jack Black play Ichabod and Jeff Goldblum play Boner.
Brombones?
Yes. I think that's a great dynamic.
Make it really lighthearted and not take itself seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's a nudge and a wink. Like, we get it.
That could work.
We get it.
Yeah.
Like, the exact opposite of what John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell tried to do with Holmes and Watson. Watson and Holmes.
Holmes and Watson, I'm assuming. Yeah.
So, like, the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any part that was funny of that movie they put in that trailer? The rest of it was trash.
I didn't see it because I didn't want to ruin my image of Sherlock.
I watched it.
Now,
I've regretted it.
Sleepy Hollow is a real place you can go.
There's many Sleepy Hollows.
It's the Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Tucked away in the bosom of a...
Tucked away in the bosom
is,
of a...
It's in Westchester County in Mount Pleasant. The village is the actual Mount Pleasant, not
not Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Yeah,
not with Central Michigan. No,
it's like south, like you know the bottom of New York State, where before it has like the island.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. That's where Sleepy
you mean Hollow right is. Where the Hudson River is?
Yes, in the bosom of the Hudson River.
That's weird.
In the ass of the Hudson. Right in the ass of the Hudson.
As a matter of fact, the bridge is still there. It's been made to modern day standards. But you can still find the actual bridge. You can also find bridges, multiple bridges, because after Ichabod went missing, they built more bridges around it because they didn't want to go on that one.
And they judged him for being superstitious.
I mean, here's the thing, though, if you build more bridges, you have more chance of the Fae leaking into our world. So, you just have to make sure you close the gate behind you. That's why Ichabod fucked up. He looked, and the Fae was able to cross through.
Yeah,
if he would have just kept running, it would have been fine.
Yeah, that is the thing. I would have kept running. Because the moment he stopped, he was fucked.
Yep.
But, that's Sleepy Hollow.
Fun.
Yeah. The audiobook's 1 hour 40 long.
How?
Let's listen to it.
No.
Starting
they had to account for the 40-minute
and we're back.
Right. From the reader.
You forgot, like, I can't wait, are you better now? Okay.
Don't listen to the tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is 10 hours.
You know what this episode...
We know what we could do is we could just watch the Elvin and the Chipmunk version of that.
You know,
it's the Wolfman.
You know what this episode could have been?
What?
Us being like, we're going to listen to the story real quick, and then we just never come back because we all killed ourselves.
Wow, they all ripped off their heads and threw it at each other.
It's fantastic.
You gotta be lying, Doc. There's no way that they did that. Nope. They ripped off their heads and threw them at each other.
The issue, like, as stated before... Old English classics...
They're not
good to read. Good... Some of them are interesting, but they're not fun. Like, fuck any teacher that makes a kid read The Scarlet Letter. That's such a fucking... Call of the Wild.
Book.
Fuck the... Like, they're not good. It's yeah. Let the kids read modern shit and try to tie it in.
It's exactly like... Moby Dick's another great example.
Fuck Call me Ishmael.
No one gives a shit about
the overarching thing that they've taken from that movie and... Or that book have done things with in movies and whatever works, but that book itself is so fucking hard to get through.
We should. Oh, I'm going to do an episode on Moby Dick now.
I could have sworn you already had that in there.
Scrimshaw.
I've never read Moby Dick.
It's about chasing God.
I only know.
No, it's about chasing a whale.
Yeah, it's about chasing. It's
the curtains are blue. The curtains are blue.
The curtains are never just blue. They're always blue for a reason, right?
Curtains are fucking blue. Sometimes the curtains are blue.
It's one of my first Tumblr reposts.
Why
is the curtain blue? I don't know.
Is it about chasing a white whale, or is it about chasing God?
I don't know. I've never read it.
We should not do that, and we should watch the Futurama episode where Leela becomes Ishmael, and instead, and she has the four-dimensional time whale.
Yeah, I thought Beowulf and, like,
Beowulf.
Dante's Inferno, I thought that was bad.
Scarmiglione.
But fucking this.
I'm gonna fuck the dragon, and then I'll kill it.
I
fuck the dragon.
Part of it is, of course, the language barrier. We just don't speak Old English.
Right?
It's so... dry and unnecessarily obtuse.
And some of us are dumber than others.
Figure that out by yourself.
I've been looking up Joe Dirt quotes.
Joe Dirt quotes.
Yep. Joe Dirt quotes.
There's that Pete's and Spiderman again.
Yeah, so, this Legend of Sleepy Hollow? This one's a Disney one. Still watch the Disney film.
Yeah, there's plenty of
that's all I'm saying. It's super accurate. It shows you how much of an asshole Ichabod actually is.
Yeah.
Also how funny Brom Bones is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Giga Chat. But,
I think The Scarlet Letter is a good read. It's just archaic English, so it's hard to get through. It's a compelling story.
You have to read it as a comedy. You have to read it as a comedy. It's not meant to be read as a comedy, but if you read it as a comedy, you can get through it. That's how I did it. I enjoyed it anyway.
So, Jared.
Yeah.
Where can people find...
So you're gonna tell me
that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, no screaming memes.
No.
No?
No, Mr. Crane, we have gunpowder.
Oh, come on, man. You got no lady fingers, no fuzz buttles, no snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut blasters, zippity-doo-dahs, or crap flappers?
No.
You're gonna stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splinters, no whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nipsy dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one singling whistling kitty chaser?
No, I sell sparklers and snakes because snakes and sparklers are what I enjoy.
Well, that might be the problem, man. It's not what you like. It's the customer.
But that's what I like.
It's so fucking... I'm sorry. Just my favorite fucking quote.
So we're just going to do a whole audio reading of the script of...
Joe Dirt. No, we have to do... No, we're going to do the entire audio reread of Joe Dirt 2, American Loser. No. Or Beautiful Loser, whatever the fuck it is.
There was a sequel?
You didn't know there was a sequel?
It's not worth watching.
It is not.
Is it like Grease 2?
You know the guy, I can't remember his fucking name, he played Lemony Snicket in the Netflix series.
Patrick Warburton?
Yes. Okay.
Patrick Warburton. Yes.
Also played the Tick. Anyway,
yes.
Was it Peter? Oh, yes, the Tick.
He's in that movie, if I remember correctly.
There, yes.
Yeah, he's like a guardian angel showing Joe his wife kind of thing of like, this is what'll happen here, and this is what could, but it's really dumb.
Let me tell you the premise of this.
What episode is taken?
Sorry, you can stop the recording.
No, we can't. Yes, we'll continue this, and then we'll do our exit.
The whole premise of Joe Dirt 2 starts as it's like after everything, and him and Brandy are married, and they have kids, and something happens, and then he gets hit in the head and ends up on a park bench, Forrest Gump, direct Forrest Gump ripoff, telling an old lady his story. And then somehow he hits his head and gets sent back through time where he has to is directly responsible for the events of the first movie. Like, he gets Led Zeppelin together, Leonard Skinner together. He does a bunch of odd and end shit. And in the end, he realizes, no, he actually is good enough and all that shit. And listen, here's the thing. It premiered on Crackle. Do you guys remember Crackle?
Yeah, no.
Sony's streaming service that they tried
to do? Still around.
Do you know who Sony sold Crackle to?
Amazon?
No. Sven? WB? Left field? Just take a swing. Tell me who you think Crackle, who owns Crackle now.
Tencent?
No. Chicken Soup. The Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Oh.
The Chicken Soup for the Soul franchise. They own Crackle. And so instead of like streaming movies and shit, it's just a bunch of motivational movies like fucking Hallmark. But when it premiered, it was the first direct streaming sequel of a movie. And so they tried to use that as the premise to get people onto Crackle, and then it bombed.
You don't want to see Joe Dirt 2.
No, Joe Dirt is fucking amazing.
But we didn't need a sequel.
So Jared, where can people find you?
Oh, well, you can find me at OddCastN, at JokePantsGames.
Uh-huh.
And you can catch him every Monday and Thursday on One Oddcast and One Odd Chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, if you want episodes of this without the ad and no editing, whatever.
Burn your hand, not your brain.
Go over to patreon.com/OddCastN.
Yeah, Mike, where can people find you?
You can find us on Twitter at Beetle_cast.
All right.
And every other Thursday on your podcast streaming platforms with the worst nostalgia I've ever taken.
Stefan?
What?
Where can we find you?
Trying to come to terms with the horrifying revelation that it's not goth boys. It's emo boys.
I chimed in. But thank you for listening to sampling today's flavor of CLT sandwich. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll join us next week to try a brand new one. Remember, there are whispers and shadow unseen creatures of raw motherfucking bones out there. But do not be afraid. We are here to make them more palatable for everyone's consumption. Stay safe and stay hungry.